Lilian Chojova has been living in the small suburb of Lom near the mining town of Most in northern Bohemia for nearly 70 years. The 92-year-old Englishwoman, who was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, came to Czechoslovakia in 1945 with her husband, Josef. The two had met in England, where he was fighting with the Allies. During World War II, some 12,000 Czechoslovak citizens were stationed in Great Britain, and the Czechoslovak government in exile installed itself in London in 1940. Josef and Lilian met in her hometown at a dance, but Lilian first danced with Josef's friend Jan, who went by John.
We went to the dance hall. I danced with two or three of the boys I knew because I went to school in Stratford. And then this Czech came across the room and said, please, will you dance with me? And so we danced, and then, of course, I went. He took me back to my chair. And he said, will you dance? My friend would like to dance with you. And I said, well, if he comes for me, then I will. Of course, it was Joseph, my husband, to be. He came across. He didn't know a word except please. And so we danced together.
After Lilian had danced with Josef, his friend Jan asked on Josef's behalf whether she would like to go on a date with him. This is how Lilian remembers the story.
And so when we went outside, John and this Joseph stood there, and John came and he said, would I go with his friend when he had a bit of free time to the cinema or to the theatre? And I said, does he speak English like you? No. He only knows please. I said, yes, I noticed that. And John said, if he learns to 6 months, will you go with him? Because I said, what would we do if he doesn't speak English? I don't know. And I looked Czechoslovakia. I don't know how to speak Czechoslovakia. And he said, he'll learn it to 6 months. If he learns it to 6 months, will you go? Will you promise him to go with him to the cinema or the theatre? And I said, if he learns to speak English to 6 months, I'll go to the end of the world with him. Just making fun. We were just laughing, we 3 years, all the time. And, of course, that happened, didn't it? I didn't go to the end of the world, but I came here.
Josef did actually learn English, but even before he spoke the language, he would often wait for Lilian outside her place of work.
He found out where I worked from Mary, and when Joseph had free time, because he was not stationed in Stratford. He was stationed at Morton Paddocks. He came, but he didn't speak to me. He stood over the other side of the road when I finished work, 3:30 in the afternoon. And he stood and, as I say, just went with me to the station, railway station, because we'd moved out to a village.
In the end, Josef won Lilian over. He learned English and was finally able to take her out on a proper date. When Christmas 1939 came around, she arranged it so that Josef and she could spend the holiday together.
At Christmas time, my mother said, at the town offices, they asked all the British people if they'd entertain for Christmas or New Year a foreign soldier. So my mother said to me, yes, do you know, we'll take two Americans. And I said, but Mom, some Americans are very rich and we're not rich. We're just ordinary people. Look, I know two very, very nice Czechs.
Lillian's tiny apartment is decorated with hand-painted pictures, countless photographs, and keepsakes, including an album of pictures from the period when she met her husband. Among them is a photo taken on the day that she and Josef got engaged. 72 years later, her face still lights up when she sees it.
And that was the day Josef asked me to be his wife.
You look so happy in this picture.
My brother took the photo. Of course, these are Czech officers that were in Joseph's route. And that's Joseph, of course. He's there somewhere, too.
He's rather handsome.
Yeah, he was. But as I say, why did he have to suffer such a lot?
Josef and Lillian's wedding ceremony was a modest wartime affair. Lillian has held on to the corsage she wore on that day. In fact, it is displayed in her living room.
That's my wedding photo.
Oh, you guys look lovely. That is a very nice picture.
And you see this?
The flower? You still kept it?
Still got it. Some of the leaves have dropped off and the one bell has dropped off, but otherwise that's there.
And may I ask you, where did you get married and when?
In England, in Stratford-upon-Avon. We met in 1940. In 1941 we had our wedding. And in 1942 Anna, my daughter, was born. She's just been 70.
Wow, that is...
I've just been 92.
Lillian has lived a very adventurous and interesting life, most of it spent in Czechoslovakia and later the Czech Republic. Originally, however, she had not planned to stay here this long.
And then we came here, of course, on the 17th of September, 1945. Yes, I only came for 3 months. Yeah, it's a good 3 months. It's a long 3 months. Then in January, towards the end of January, Joseph collapsed in the kitchen. Took him into hospital and they took 2/3 of his stomach away. A man who'd always been so active and strong. Well, he wasn't fat or anything, but he was always active. And so that happened. He was in hospital for 11 weeks after the operation. And, of course, I had to get permission to stay longer.
Those first years in her husband's native country were very difficult for Lillian, not just due to her husband's worsening state of health. Now, it was her turn to learn a new language. At first, she did not have many friends or people she could talk to. And as everywhere in Europe, the ravaging effects of the Second World War were still palpable here in Czechoslovakia. What was life like in those first years after the war?
Well... what was it like? No cars, no dogs, no cats. I didn't know anybody except my mother-in-law, but she wasn't very pleased. Her son had married an English woman. So the first 2 years were very, very bad for me. Very bad.
Since then, Lillian has mastered the language quite well, and she even peppers her English sentences with the Czech word no, which amounts to something like well. But her accent is still noticeable, and she says many people point it out to her.
You speak Czech with an accent sort of thing. And I said, oh yes, I speak Czech with a Warwickshire accent. That's the county where I'm from in England. No.
The story of how exactly Lillian learned Czech is fascinating, as are the years she spent living behind the Iron Curtain. In next month's episode, we will hear more from her about the early years in Czechoslovakia, her position on communism, and how she has managed to stay so remarkably fit, even at 92.